tell him good job.
Okay.
Good job. I like a good story.
我很喜欢好的故事。
I particularly like hero story.
特别喜欢英雄的故事。
Superman, Spiderman, Batman, all the
超人、蜘蛛人啊、what was the last one?
Batman.
哦，蝙蝠侠。
Yeah, they're all my favorite stories.
我就是最喜欢那些故事啊。
All the good story have three elements.
那这些好这些故事都有三个共同的元素。
So in the beginning, everybody is living in peace, you know, doing your daily thing.
就是一开始大家都过着平安的日子，然后就过着正常的日子。
But somehow there's some evil guys come up and destroy the world.
然后就会有一个邪恶的人想要出来毁灭这个世界。
And this superhero somehow out of nowhere is ready to fight them.
然后英雄就会出来要准备打败这个邪恶的人。
And this fight lasts forever, but then the good guy eventually prevails.
然后呢，到最后好人一定会获胜。
And then they live happily ever after.
最后大家就过着幸福快乐的日子。
For some reason, most of the movie, the police will come last after everything is done.
但是不知道为什么，总是在所有的战争结束之后，警察才会姗姗来迟。
Because if they came already, there's nothing for the good guy to do.
当然，如果他们早一点来的话，那英雄就无用武之地了。
And you know what? Almost every movie you watch are like that.
几乎所有的这种类似的电影都是这样子的。
Good guy, bad guy, fight and they die. And...
好人坏人，然后他们有战争，然后坏人就会死掉。
Where do we get this idea?
我们到底是从哪里得到这种灵感？
It turns out the whole book of Bible is full of this kind of stories.
那当然，其实圣经整本的就是这样子一个故事。
Just for example, when the people of Israel like living in Egypt, they're okay, having fun, doing a good time.
所以比如说呢，那个埃及的故事不是这样吗？一开始以色列人住在埃及，好好的。
And then Pharaoh was like, you know what? You're too many. Make them work harder.
然后法老呢就说啊，他们人数众多，我们必须要制服他们，让他们做苦工。
I said, ah, I don't want to do that much. Really painful. God, please help me.
所以他们就哀求了，说啊，很痛苦啊，做不了这么多，求神帮助我们。
And who is the hero?
那么英雄就出现了。
Moses, come out, call him out to be the hero.
那么神就呼召摩西说，你要出来做这个带领的人。
And lead them out of Egypt.
把他们带领出埃及。
Good story, right?
这是很好的故事，是不是
？David and Goliath.
这个大卫跟哥利亚是不是也是这样呢
？David is like maybe my height, maybe shorter than me.
大卫可能就跟剑差不多高吧，或者是比他矮。
Goliath like really, really tall.
哥利亚就非常非常高。
He can probably dunk the basketball.
应该是打篮球那种。
And if David can just one little stone and kill the guy.
可是大卫只是用一颗小小的石头射过去，就简单的把那个人打死了。
Man, are these good stories?
这些是很好的故事。
How come this one hero saved the world stories is all over the place in the Bible?
在圣经里面，这种一个英雄救了天下这种故事很多的。
Was the Bible trying to tell us something?
是不是圣经借着这些故事想要告诉我们什么呢
？I think so.
我是这样认为。
I think the whole storyline is about the gospel.
我觉得所有的故事都是为了要讲福音。
In the beginning, God, Eve, and Adam are living together happily.
一开始的时候，神、亚当、夏娃快快乐乐住在伊甸园里面。
You want to cook tonight?
Yeah, I cook tonight.
然后亚当就问夏娃说：“今天晚上吃什么呀？”
I'll make dinner for you. We're going ready for you to come home.
然后夏娃就会说：“哦，我会把晚餐准备好，很好吃的，等你回来呀。”
God is so happy. Oh, let's call God. Come over here and watch a movie tonight.
然后我们邀请神一起来我们家晚上看个电影吧。
But then came the snake.
然后就来了一条蛇。
You know what? There's a tree.
那条蛇就说有一棵树。
Are you sure you can't eat it?
真的是不可以吃上面的果子吗？
Yeah, I'm not sure.
不晓得。
They took it.
所以他们就吃了。
And what happened?
吃了之后发生什么事呢
？The whole world falls apart, and everybody's going to hell.
这整个世界就崩溃了，然后大家都得下地狱。
But God has a saving plan.
但是神却有一个救赎的计划。
He said, "You know what?" I will be the superhero.
他说我就是那个英雄。
I'll come to Earth and rescue everyone.
我到世界上来拯救所有的人。
At the end, I will defeat the devil and we will live happily ever after.
然后到最后呢，我就会击败魔鬼，然后我们大家都会从此过着幸福快乐的日子。
Today is Palm Sunday.
今天是棕榈节。
To understand Palm Sunday, we need to know that this story is just one part of a bigger story.
我们必须要了解到，就是现在这个故事只是一个更大故事当中小小的一部分。
Palm Sunday is 1 week before Easter.
棕榈节是在复活节的前一个礼拜。
And it marks the beginning of a whole week that ends his life.
从棕榈节开始那一个礼拜就是耶稣在世上最后一个礼拜。
And even this 1 week of Jesus' life is really still part of the bigger picture of total Jesus' ministry.
但是耶稣在世上最后一个礼拜这一段的时间发生的事情也是一个更大故事当中其中一部分。
And just with this Jesus' ministry when he was on earth,It's just one thing of even bigger plan.
就算是耶稣在世界上的33年传道的时间，也是更大的一个故事当中的其中一个部分。
And it's from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
那是从开头是在创世纪，然后最结束的地方是在那个启示录。
But today we will just look at the story of Palm Sunday.
但今天我们要看这个大故事当中的小故事，就是棕榈节。
And between the Palm Sunday to next Sunday Easter.In the Bible, there are a lot of battles between good and evil.
在棕榈节到复活节这段时间，在按照圣经的记载，里面有很多正义跟邪恶之间的战争。
And I encourage you this week to read those stories and prepare yourself for Good Friday.
那我鼓励各位在这个礼拜当中呢，去读圣经里面那些记载，来预备你自己的心，来庆祝复活节。
In the book, the gospel books spend most time, a lot more time in this 1 week.More than any other time in Jesus' ministry.
在福音书里面呢，记载耶稣生平呢，就是记载他在世的最后这一个礼拜，记载的篇幅是最多的，比起他其他的之前的事。
It's a lot of details, a lot of twists, and it's an excellent movie.
有很多的细节，有很多的twist.
It's a lot of fun to read.
是好像电影一样，看起来是非常有趣的。
All right, if you have a Bible, or actually, if we have Jimmy here, then we can read the scripture together.
我们一起来读这一段。
I will read in English, and Sarah will translate for me in Chinese.
Tim 会读英文，然后会读中文。
All right, good. Shall we stand together?
大家请起立。
You can join me or join Sarah, it depends on your language.
同时吗？
No, one verse at a time,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Chapter 1, verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples.
Yes. 耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，必看见一批驴驹拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处。你们解开，牵到我这里来。
Where am I?
Three, if anyone says.
Oh, okay. So one and two are together. So I'll start with two. Saying to them, disciples, Jesus saying to the disciples, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there. With her colt by her, untie them and bring them to me. Three, if anyone say anything to you, say that to the Lord, meet them, and he will send them right away.
这是成就就是要应验先知的话说
This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter Zion, See, your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
Jimmy, can I have verse 5? 要对锡安的居民说，看哪，你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them.They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloths on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloths on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd that went ahead of him and those that followed shout, Hosanna to the son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Go back to 6.
耶稣就照门徒就照着耶稣所吩咐的去行，牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。众人前行后随的众人喊着说：“何塞纳，归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的应当称颂的，高高在上，何塞纳。”耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，何城都惊动了，说：“这是谁？”众人说，这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
Verse 10, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowd answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
I'll explain the story a little bit.
我来解释一下这个故事。
Verse 1, it said, as they approached Jerusalem, came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives.
第一节说他们将近耶路撒冷到了伯法其在橄榄山那里。
I have never been to the Holy Land. Anybody not been there before?
我是没有去过圣地的，没有人去过。我知道潘牧师去过。
I had to look at Google Map to find out where Mount of Olives is.
我看了一下，我查了一下 map 才知道，那个地图才知道橄榄山在哪里。
Mount of Olives is actually a kind of a mountain right next to Jerusalem.
其实橄榄山就在耶路撒冷旁边。
And the name comes because there are a lot of olive groves, olive trees along the slope. Is that true?
那他们叫做橄榄山，原因就是因为那上面长了很多的橄榄。
So when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he has to go past the Mount of Olives and enter Jerusalem.
所以耶稣要去耶路撒冷的时候，必须要先经过橄榄山。
And the geography looks like this. Like let's say the piano is Jerusalem.
所以假装那个钢琴是橄榄山，是耶路撒冷。
And right here is Mount of Olives.
这里是橄榄山。
And right there is a town called Bethany.
然后那里是。
伯大尼，
你刚说 Bethany， 所以翻成伯大尼，但是那里是
Bethany。And what happened is Jesus spent some time in Bethany here before he goes into here。
所以耶稣原本是在那里，然后他后来才要到耶路撒冷。
And you know who lived in there in this area？
你知道在这个地方住着谁吗
？There's a family, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus。
就是有一家人姐弟马大玛利亚跟那个拉撒路。
Unfortunately, Lazarus passed away.
那之前拉撒路不是死了吗？
But there's the Bible didn't tell us why.
圣经上面没有说为什么。
And Jesus went to see them, to go to the funeral and see them.
耶稣到了那边去看他们，去探望马大跟玛利亚。
And you know what he did?
那他做了什么事呢？
He raised him from the dead.
他就让拉撒路从死里复活。
And after that, Martha.Find some very expensive oil.
后来呢，马大就拿了非常贵的香膏
，and pour on Jesus.
然后倒在耶稣的头上。
That to signify that he wanted to anoint him as a king.
这个呢，就是他们那个时候要拥立一个王的时候，就是这样做的，把膏放在一个人的头上。
So in Bethany, this two thing happens. It become a really big news.
所以在伯大尼发生这件事情的时候，是一个很大的新闻。
I don't know about you, but I have never seen anybody risen from the dead. Have you?
我是没有看过人从死里复活的。没有人看过吗
？Would be a pretty incredible story.
我觉得当场在看到人，一定是觉得这是一件很了不起的事情。
And the people of Jerusalem, they all know. They all know. They all heard about it.
那么耶路撒冷人，全城人都知道这件事情。
They were expecting to see Jesus. They are expecting to see him to come.
他们非常的兴奋，他们等待耶稣要来到他们当中。
Because in a week is Passover, it's a special day for us.
因为那个逾越节对他们来讲非常的重要。
People are expecting Jesus because Jesus has been performing miracles, healing people, and teaching for almost 3 years now.
群众非常的期待见到耶稣，因为耶稣已经三年的时间在那边教导人，还有医病，还有行神迹。
But He has always done it away from the spotlight.
但是他通常都不是在一大群人面前做这件事情。
Because he knows his time hasn't come yet, he doesn't want to be arrested and get killed.
因为他知道他的时候还没有到，他不想要就立刻就被抓起来，然后就伤害。
But now he's done that, raised someone from the dead.
但现在他已经做了这个惊天动地的事情，就是把一个人从死里复活。
And immediately, all these people of Israel look at Jesus as.Now he might be the hero.
所以呢，以色列人开始看耶稣，就是他，就是我们的英雄。
He might be the one God promised to send.
他就是神应许要给我们的，差来给我们的这一位。
And Jesus knows that there's expectation.
耶稣也知道大家是对他有这样的期望。
So Jesus said to his disciples, "Say to them, go to the village ahead of you, and you will see a donkey there."
And耶稣对他们说：“你到那个村庄里面去，会看到一只驴。
And you know, untie them and bring them to me.
然后把那个驴牵到我这边来。
If anyone says anything to you, just say God needs to use it.
如果有人问你说你牵着驴子干嘛，你就说主要用它。
He will send them right away.
那个人必就立时让你们把那个驴子牵来。
This always puzzles me.
这一段我总是不太懂是什么意思。
If some stranger come to my house and say, I need your God needs your car.
如果有人来到我家，就说神要用你的车子。
Sure.
我会说，哎，好吧。
Do you find it really interesting?
你不觉得这件事情很有趣吗？
I'm sure there's some background story that I don't know.
我想当中应该有我们不知道的背景。
But what I can imagine is God has prepared this person for a long time.
但是我觉得神应该是很早就让这个驴子的主人预备在那里。
And spent a lot of it to get ready for this, prepare this donkey for a long time.
然后把这只驴子也是很久以前就预备在那里。
And this teaches me a lesson about my relationship with Christ.
这让我学到一件事情，就是我跟耶稣基督的关系。
I live a busy life.
我是一个非常忙碌的人。
But sometimes I wonder if I make myself available enough for God.
但有时候我会想说，我有没有把我自己的时间留给神
？And it seems like you know, it's just right there. God needs it, and they're ready to go.
那个时候，主说我需要用这批驴子，他就在那儿了。
But let's focus on the donkey.
我们先来看看这个驴子。
Donkey is fun.
驴子很有趣吧？
Small, little, cute
小小的又可爱。
Anybody ride with a donkey before?
有没有人骑过驴子、啊、
？Did you have?
You've done everything.
What fun? Yeah. So why would Jesus suddenly want a donkey?
为什么耶稣突然就要那只驴子呢
？You know, he's been to Jerusalem before.
他也去过耶路撒冷。
Walking was just fine.
那时候就是走路没问题。
And how come he wants a donkey right now?
但现在为什么要骑驴子？
This is the reason.
这就是原因。
Because in the Old Testament there is a prophecy.
因为在旧约里面有一个预言。
It says, "Say to daughter of Zion, which is the people of Israel, see, your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of the donkey."
所以就是有这一句话是说跟以色列人说看哪、啊、你的王来到你这里是温柔的又骑着驴就是骑着驴驹子
The passage is from the book of Zechariah
这一段呢是从那个撒加利亚书里面引述出来的
And Zechariah is a book with a lot of messianic like future kingish prophecy
撒加利亚书里面有很多有关弥赛亚的预言
Do you know what it means? What the word Messiah means?
你知道弥赛亚是什么意思吗
？Anybody?
有没有人知道
？Messiah means that one.
弥赛亚就是那一位。
The literal meaning is that one.
字面上的意思就是那一位。
But now that we kind of look at it, it's the anointed one.
那现在我们说他是被高的，受高者。
And that is the pointing Messiah is that superhero.
就是指着这一位说他就是我们的英雄。
Jesus knows the people waiting for him.
耶稣知道人们在期待他，在等待他。
If he ride with a donkey exactly like the prophecy, you know what? He proclaimed and said, "I am that one."
他如果骑着驴子进去，就跟这个预言里面讲的一样，就等于是他自己表明自己的身份，我就是这一位。
It's very specific, not just any donkey.
那他是很
specific.
不晓得怎么翻。他不是骑任何一头驴，这是特别的一头驴子。
The donkey has to be a baby male donkey.
就必须是一头小驴子，而且是公的。
And never been ridden before.
没有被人骑过的。
And the funny thing is, actually, it's not just one donkey.
很有趣的是，其实这边讲的不只是一只驴子。
Well, he's not like riding on two donkeys and trying to get in.
当然他不是骑着两只驴子。
What happened is you see the them is a plural. The mother is more likely to be with the baby donkey.
所以他们牵来的时候是连母驴子一起牵来的。
So there are two donkeys here. The baby can sit on the baby donkey and with the mother donkey go along and kind of help the baby donkey to go.
所以骑着小的那只驴，然后母驴可能在旁边跟着一起走。
See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey.
看哪、啊，你的王来到你这里是温柔的，又骑着驴。
Now Jesus then made a dramatic, a very exciting entrance to the city of Jerusalem.
所以耶稣是一个非常戏剧性的进入了耶路撒冷城。
Verse 8, he said, a very large crowd spread their cloths on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd and went ahead of him, and those that followed shout, Hosanna to the King, the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven.
众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。前行后随的众人喊着说：“何善那归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上耶和华。”耶稣进了耶路撒冷，和城都惊动了，说：“这是谁？” 众人说这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
When Jesus make that dramatic entrance, it's sort of like a, you know, superstar coming in.
耶稣这样子戏剧性的进入耶路撒冷的时候，简直就像是一个明星，超级大明星一样。
I have to admit, you know, I kind of like that some Chinese. I like Jackie Chan.
我必须要承认，我是蛮喜欢成龙。
If Jackie Chan walk in, say,
我如果 Jackie Chan 来，成龙来了，我一定会非常兴奋。
You just saw the excitement, the superstars arrived.
因为一个巨星来到我
们当中。I want to meet him. I want to shake his hand.
我想要见他，我想要跟他握手。
Jackie Chan is a singer, not a movie star, by the way. That's, you might not know that guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the Jackie Chan in the movie, it's the
singer. Yeah, it's a singer. Yeah. He's a good singer, by the way.
他是一个很好的歌手。
So by the time the crowd see Jesus coming in riding a donkey, they go wild.
所以那些众人看到耶稣骑着驴子来，都非常兴奋。
You know, cutting down trees, go boom, boom.
他们赶快把树砍下来。
The big autumn branches and put them laid on the road.
然后拿着棕榈树枝，然后放在路上。
It's kind of like the Oscar red carpet treatment.
意思就是好像奥斯卡金像奖那个红毯是一样。
Ready for the VIP to come.
就是准备要让重要人物走过来的意思。
The palm tree is not just. It actually doesn't really matter what trees.
其实呢，不管是棕榈树还是什么树，都不那么重要。
In Leviticus 23, God said that when you have a festival, when you're rejoicing the Lord, when you celebrate, go ahead and cut some branches and wave.
在利未记23章里面就有说，有这个欢庆节庆的时候，就可以用一些这个棕榈树的树枝。
Willow trees or any other tree, actually.
当然也是可以用柳树或是其他的。
And it's just an expression of joy.
这只是为了表达他们的非常的兴奋而已。
And after that, they shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David!"
然后他们就喊着说，何塞纳归于大卫的子孙。
And this three phrase the song that we just sang is actually coming from the book of Psalms.
我们刚刚在唱的这些歌呢，都是从诗篇里面出来的。
Hosanna, do you know what it means?
何塞纳是什么意思呢
？Anybody?
谁知道呢？
It means save. Save.
救赎。
Yeah, save me.
就是救我。
他说 ，Save me, save me, here, here.
就是说我在这里，我在这里，救我，救我。
It actually is not like I'm in danger. Come save me.
不是说有碰到危险的那种救赎。
It means that it's a praise.
而是一种赞美。
It means that you're so much more powerful. You're capable of saving me, and I'm just praising you.
表示你是这么样的有能力，你可以救我，所以我在赞美你。
So when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city go wild and say, "Who is this guy?"
所以耶稣进到耶路撒冷呢，全城人都很激动，说这个人是谁呢
？And they say, "This is Jesus, the prophet of from Nazareth in Galilee."
所以他们说这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
Now this is the conclusion of that day, but the story of Palm Sunday.
棕榈节的故事的结尾是这样。
Today my topic is Jesus is Jesus the King.
今天我讲到题目是耶稣是王。
The idea of king is actually quite foreign to us.
其实对我们来讲呢，这个君王的概念是蛮陌生的。
Most of the Western countries today don't really have kingdoms, rather they have government.
今天大部分西方国家已经没有所谓的王国了，他们只有政府。
But do you know how many kings were mentioned in the Bible?
但是你们知道在圣经里面一共有多少个王吗
？The 99 kings were mentioned in the Bible.
一共有99位。
But when I look back in the Old Testament, God did not want a human king.
但是其实你看旧约的时候，神是没有想要设立一个人的国王的。
When God made a covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob, He said, "I am your God." And you are my people.
Yeah, 神一开始跟亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各立约的时候呢，就说我是你的神，你是我的子民。
But then after that, to the time of Samuel.
但是到了撒母耳的时候，先知撒母耳的时候
，They are already in the promised land.
他们已经在这个应许之地里面了。
They told Samuel, "Look, you are getting old."
以色列人就跟撒母耳说，你已经年纪老了。
And your sons are no good.
然后你的儿子也不是什么好东西。
Make us a king today, just like everybody else.
就让你给我立一个王，这样我们就会像别的国家一样。
Samuel was upset.
撒母耳是很难过的。
He told that to God.
他就跟神说。
God told him, you know what? They ask for a king not because they want to reject you. They want to reject me.
神就跟撒母耳说，他们想要一个王，并不是他们不喜欢你，他们拒绝的不是你，而是我。
God warned them, if you're going to ask for a king, this is how the king will treat you.
神就警告他们说，如果你们要一个王的话呢，我告诉你，这个王会怎么对待你们。
He will take your sons and be his army soldiers.
他会征召你们的儿子去他的军队里面当兵。
He will take your daughters to be his servant, to be his cook.
他会让你们的女儿去他的王宫里面当他的仆人。
He will take your vineyard, your harvest, and bring the best part.Keep it for himself.
他会让你们纳税，你们的果园里面、葡萄园里面还有什么里面出产的东西都要先给他。
He will put every one of you to work for him.
你们每一个人都得为他工作。
And when you cry, I will say, God, I don't want this guy. This guy is abusing his power.
等到将来你们后悔说，神啊，我们不要这个人，他根本就是滥用权力的一个国王。
The Lord said, I will not hear you.
神就说，那时候我就不听你们的了。
Basically, if you want to ask for a king, he will take, he will take, he will take, he will take, he will take from you.
如果你要一个王的话，这个王呢，一定会不断的从你身上榨取。
Are you sure you want to do that? You don't want me to be your king?
确认你们真的要一个人的王，不要我当你们的王吗？
The people said, yeah.
这些人说是的，我们要。
I don't want you to be my king anymore.
我们不要神当我们的王了。
They want a king that made in their own image.
他们想要的是他们想象中的那个王。
What is more interesting is even a few hundred years before Samuel.
但是很有趣的是，就在撒母耳之前几百年呢。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17.
生命记十七章里面说。
God said, "You know what?" said to Moses, "When you settle down, these people settle down. You will ask, 'Let's make a king like everybody else.'"
神曾经跟摩西预言，就是将来这群人已经安定的时候，他们就会要求要一个王的。
God already know they don't want to be a chosen people.
神那时候已经知道他们并不想要当被神拣选的那
个族类。They don't
want
to be. But God said, when you do that.
但神也说，当你们那样做的时候。
God didn't say if you, say when you do that.
神不是如果你那样做，而是当你那样做的时候。
God has an instruction how you find a godly king.
神有教导的，就是律法里面有说怎么样当王需要什么样的条件。
He said, "King must not do three things."
一个王呢不可以做的事情有三样。
And he must do three things.
要做的事情也有三样。
What he must not do? Number one.
他不可以做的事情是什么呢
？He must not gather horses and chariots to make himself more powerful.
他不可以呢让自己有很多的马跟马车，不可以增加自己的军事力量，就是这个意思。
Otherwise, he'll be proud.
要不然呢，他就会太骄傲。
Number two, he must not take many wives, otherwise they will lead him astray.
也不可以娶太多的嫔妃，要不然的话，他们一定会带领他走错的路。
Number three, he must not accumulate large amount of silver and gold, otherwise he will feel he's self-sufficient and no longer rely on God's providence.
他不可以给自己聚很多的财富，要不然的话，就会认为自己很有能力、很骄傲，他就不依靠神。
There's three things he must do.
然后还有另外三件事是他要做的。
He must copy himself, write, copy the whole law of Torah.
就是他必须要把旧约这个律法书里面呢自己抄写一遍。
Number two, he must read that every single day.
第二件事情，他必须每天都读这个律法书。
Number three, he must follow carefully every word in the law.
第三件，他一定要按照律法书上面所教导的去行。
At last,
最后,
he must not consider himself better than his fellow Israelites.
他不能够自视过高，认为他比其他人都还要高人一等。
This is the kind of king God is looking for.
这就是神想要的国王。
Unfortunately, none of the kings in Israel was able to do all of them.
很不幸的就是在以色列的历史当中，没有一个王可以做到完全做到刚刚讲的这些东西。
From Jesus' triumphant entry to Jerusalem.I learned a couple things about leadership.
从耶稣进到耶路撒冷的这个光荣的过程，我学到几件有关于领导的事情。
Number one, Zechariah prophesied, "See, your king comes to you."
这个撒加利亚他预言说，看哪，你的王来到这里。
Jesus is a king.
耶稣是王。
No doubt about it.
这是没有毫无疑问的一件事。
King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
是万王之王，万主之主。
He is equal. With equal to God.
他是跟神是同等的。
Same power, same stature, same holiness.
同样的能力，同样的地位，同样的圣洁。
But he chose to come to us.
但是他却来到我们当中。
He became a man, emptied himself.
他成为一个人，倒空他自己。
He doesn't live up in the heaven, demand for our service.
他不是高高在上在天堂，然后要我们都来服侍他。
He reached out to his people to build relationship.
他是主动的来到他的子民当中，要跟他们建立一个关系。
Jesus didn't call us slave.
耶稣不是把我们当成奴隶。
He called us friends.
他是称为我们为他的朋友。
Second, Jesus is a gentle king.
第二，耶稣也是一个温柔的君王。
What does gentleness mean?
温柔是什么意思呢？
Does gentleness mean weak?
是不是很软弱呢？
No.
当然不是。
Gentleness means great power under control.
温柔表示非常有能力，可是克制的能力。
I remember a story about a factory tour of the Toyota factory.
我记得有一个故事讲到是在这个丰田汽车的车厂里面。他们有一个tour.
They use heavy machinery to put cars together.
他们用各种机器把车子组装起来。
The tour guy said, "You see this big, huge machine? They can crush any metals."
那个导游就说呢，你看到这个很大的机器，非常有力量，任何的金属都可以把它压扁。
Crush it into any shape.
把它压成想要的样子。
Then he put a walnut.
然后他就把一个核桃放在
between two huge big metal plates.
把它放在很大的两片金属的。那个中间
he pushed a button,
他按了一个钮
the two metal comes together.
两块金属撞击在一起
it cracks shell of the walnut without damaging anything inside.
那他就竟然呢可以把那个核桃外面的壳给弄裂了可是里面的人却没有压碎
this means gentleness.
这叫做温柔
Jesus is all the power in the world.
耶稣有全世界的能力
but he is just enough to push us.
但是他使用的是来激励我们的是以足够的能力，不是所有的能力。
In every aspect of the Palm Sunday story, it should be very positive.
在棕榈节的故事里面都是非常正面的。
Jesus proclaimed he is the King of Israel.
耶稣宣称他自己是以色列的王。
People welcome him and praise him, Hosanna.
群众欢呼着邀请他来，然后跟他说何塞纳至高。
And they live happily ever after.
然后他们就幸福快乐的过日子了吗
？The end of story.
故事结束
，right？
是这样吗
？No，
并不是。
The same crowds, the same people who shout Hosanna, Hosanna in six days, in a few days, they will shout Crucify him, Crucify him.
很奇怪，就是同样这一群喊着说何塞纳，归于大卫子孙，几天以后，他们同样的这一群就说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Easter is a special time for me.
复活节对我来讲是很特别的一个日子。
Put a break in my life.
因为我可以休息。
It put a break in my spiritual life in particular. Put a break in my spiritual life in particular.
You mean in terms of crushing or
no,
taking a break?
Taking a break.
Okay. 让我的灵命也可以休息。
As we crown sing on Sunday, Jesus is King, Jesus is Lord.
我们礼拜天在这边唱耶稣是王，耶稣是主。
Do we do the same thing on weekdays?
我们在一到五礼拜一到五是不是也是做一样的事情
？And push him or otherwise push him away. I don't want him to be my king. You know what? Crucify him.
还是那个时候就说那个时候我不要他当我的王，钉他十字架。
Today this Palm Sunday is still just one moment out of the bigger story.
在今天的棕树节其实也是更大故事当中其中一小部分。
The whole salvation plan story has not ended yet.
救赎的故事还没有结束。
We are still in it.
我们还在里面。
But we know the ending is good.
但我们知道这结果是一个好的。
Because Jesus has done all the work for us.
因为耶稣已经为我们做了所有需要做的工作了。
And today, may I ask you this question?
所以今天让我问各位这个问题。
Now that you know the story, Jesus' salvation plan.
现在我们知道耶稣救赎的计划。
Are you trying to fit God into your own plan?
你是不是让神的计划来帮助你的计划呢
？Or are you trying to fit yourself into God's plan？
还是你把你自己作为神计划当中的一部分
？Are you still trying to look for the king of your own image？
你在心里面是不是在寻找那个你自己想要的那位王
？Or are you ready for this week to come and let Jesus be your king？
还是你预备在接下来这个礼拜当中让耶稣基督来做你的王
？Sarah, pray for us。
我们祷告。 是的，天父，我们感谢你，主啊，你赐下耶稣来救赎我们，主，你这是伟大的一个救赎计划，主，我们更要觉得非常的奇妙，非常的 amazed， 就是耶稣是有这样子的能力，但是他是克制的能力，他是温柔的君王，他是有能力有地位，但是选择谦卑的一位君王。主啊，求你让我们在每天的日子里面，跟同事相处，跟家人相处，做一些决定出去玩，开车报税，主啊，都让你成为我们生命当中的王。主，不是我们自己，也不是世界上给我们的教导跟影响，主啊，而是耶稣基督在我们心里面做王掌权。主，谢谢你今天教导我们，主，求你真是与我们同在，祷告感谢奉靠主耶稣基督圣名，阿门。